Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever it is. I just wanted to wish you a great time and health right now. This is your host and your dost, Harsh Jain, and I welcome you all to this brand new episode of the Harsh Jain Show. The very first thing I wanted to inform you is, this podcast is available on every big platform out there, whether it is Gaana app, JioSaavn, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, or Spotify. Just follow us wherever you like to hear most and stay tuned to get lot more. You can also follow me on Instagram @harsh.jain213. I am creating really valuable content for you guys on digital marketing and YouTube automation. So follow me on Instagram @harsh.jain213 and let's build a community together. Now to the episode you have been wanting to hear today. Someone recently have asked me, like, how can they start their career in freelancing? Now, most of you hearing this episode might be aware of what freelancing actually is. But for those who not, they can simply understand this as a job where a person works for themselves rather than working for a company, like by offering services to clients or even working on several jobs for multiple clients at a single time. Alright, now even if you are a complete starter and you have never worked freelance before, you may be able to land a project work if you know how to market yourself and where to look for the projects. So I'm gonna highlight you some of the main things you can do if you want to start your career as a freelancer. So don't just sit still. Pause this episode right now, grab a pen and paper, and do write everything step by step, because all the things you'll be hearing after this will be really important for you. I will be covering this in 3 parts, so it will be really easy for you to make a complete plan to start your freelance business. So the very first part is, prepare yourself for freelance. And eventually, for doing that, you'll have to go through multiple steps. So the very first step is, contemplate your marketable skills, or in simple words, you can say that, find out your major skill set. Now, one thing I assure you to not worry about is, if you are a writer, a photographer, a mathematician, a web designer, some marketing guru, a scientist, illustrator, or whatever, there is probably a freelance job out there for you. You just need to find it out, right? So what do you enjoy doing is something you need to focus on. Obviously, you will not be able to do something for a long time if you don't like it. So you have to find out what are your strengths. Do make a list of everything that you think you could possibly monetize. Now, please don't write off any of your skills or passion. List everything you think you are good at, regardless if you have heard of freelancers doing it or not. Please don't limit yourself before you have started. Step number 2, consider the market. Now, most of the skills can be effectively monetized. However, you probably want to consider early on who needs particular skill. Now, if you want to make freelancing your full-time job, you may want to pick a skill that you think a lot of people would be willing to pay. You need to conduct a little research on the marketplace before you get started. For example, even intermediates may find work easier than an expert on a logo creation or editing. So you have to consider that how many people will need what you are selling and decide if you can broaden your scope. All right. Step number 3, gather all the materials you will need. For example, like if you are going to search for freelance writing gigs, make sure you have a reliable computer and internet connection. If you are a photographer, make sure you got a camera. If you are striving to be a freelance statistician, make sure you have the common software used in the field. Don't expect to get hired if you aren't prepared to get to work immediately. You should be willing to invest into your business, because you must have heard about a saying, you gotta spend money to make money. All right. Step number 4, create a plan. Now, this is the time to figure out a reasonable hourly rate. Like, try to find out what your competitors are charging. Always remember, you will be able to raise your hourly rate as you gain more experience. So don't go and tag really high prices in the start. It will really, really be difficult for you to land a project. Alright, so decide how many hours you want to work. Of course, once you start freelancing, you'll get a better idea of how quickly you can work, like how many hours certain projects will take and how many projects you can realistically take on at once. However, going into a new job with a plan will help ensure that you are not strained for money or time as you are just beginning. Now, step number 5 is really, really important. Please find a mentor, because the best way to learn about a new industry is to talk with someone who has been a part of it for a while. Now, you can find a mentor in various ways. You can simply ask your friends, your family, teachers, and co-workers if they know someone who freelances. A mentor can help you in many ways, like your mentor can help you determine your rate, they can give you some pointers and even few contacts to get started. So make sure to do proper research before starting out. So this is the end of part 1 on how to start your career in freelancing. Stay tuned with us to get a lot more about digital marketing and YouTube automation. I do have a bonus for you on this Diwali. So make sure to follow me on Instagram @harsh.jain213 to not miss that. If you too have any question in your mind, you can just DM me on Instagram @harsh.jain213 or you can go to anchor.fm/harsh.jain213/message. Just record your question in a voice format over there and get a chance to get the answer in my next podcast. Podcast listeners, thank you so much for tuning in till the end of this episode. And now it would mean the world to me if you can just share the screenshot of this one on Instagram story. Tag harsh.jain213 in your Instagram stories and I will reshare them randomly. I will really appreciate if you can subscribe and follow the Harsh Jain Show on Spotify, Apple Podcast or wherever you are listening it. Love you all and see you in the next episode.